Beijing Holds Patriotic Indoctrination Course for Catholic Priests. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on August 15, 2019. Rome, officials of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, hosted a week-long training program for Catholic priests who have enlisted in the state-controlled Catholic Patriotic Association. Organized around the theme guiding the Catholic Church to follow a path conforming to socialist society. A first-hand report from the training course, which took place from July 21 to July 27, was published Wednesday by Asia News, the official press agency of the Pontifical Institute for Foreign Missions, detailing how priests are instructed to carry on socialism, cynicize Catholicism, place their country ahead of their faith, and develop an independent, autonomous and democratic church, free from Rome's authority. 33 priests hailing from various parishes in the Diocese of Mindong and over 20 religious affairs officials from Ningda took part in this training course. Lessons were given by members of the CCP and United Front, university professors, and bishops of the Patriotic Association. The Diocese of Mindong was chosen to be the pilot project of the Chinese-Vatican Agreement, for which Pope Francis reinstated Bishop John Silu, who had been excommunicated, putting him in the place of underground Bishop Guo Zijin, who agreed to be demoted to auxiliary bishop at the Pope's request. Bishop Guo is still not recognized by the Chinese government because he has refused to enlist in the Patriotic Association. As Asia News noted, a remarkable feature of the report on the course is that the name of Jesus is never mentioned, while the word gospel appears only once. According to Asia News, the report confirms fears that the CCP and the United Front are working to transform the official Catholic Church into a state church and priests into functionaries of the party. The training course was held at the Central Institute of Socialism and featured professors from Beijing University, PLA National Defense University, and the Central Institute of Socialism, who spoke of socialism with Chinese characteristics in Xi Jinping's new era, Chinese traditions and culture, the cynicization of religion, current situations in China and abroad, the work of the Catholic Church, policies and religious doctrine, history and culture of religion. At the end of the course, Mindong's Bishop John Silu, who is also vice president of the Chinese Episcopal Conference, highlighted what he saw as the key results obtained with the course, which underscored the role of priests in resolutely bringing about the cynicization of the Catholic Church in China. "We are all called to foster social harmony, progress, and a positive culture, to carry out the cynicization of religion with determination, continuing along a path that conforms to socialist society," he said. Follow at Williams Rome.